Welcome back to the Midday Show, and this could be considered preferential treatment.
Preferential treatment.
You know, could get out, we're friends, but I don't care. I have this nice little platform I'm going to invite. No, but Brad, you've earned it.
We care.
We care.
We care because you care.
Okay. This is Brad Cole on the Midday Show. Brad is a ubiquitous and popular performer, songwriter, singer, guitar player in the region, if I may say. Mm. Brad has two shows coming up we're going to discuss. One is at Colony Woodstock, and that's on July 12th at 7 p.m. And then in Woodstock and elsewhere. And in South Egremont, over there at the Button Bowl Barn, on July 16th at 7:30, you're performing.
Yes.
Now, this is the James Taylor Revisited.
Well,
like, it's the bossa nova versions of some of his material.
Well, what we did, this would be for the Colony show on July 12th, and we call the show James Taylor Reimagined.
Reimagined. There you go.
There's a good reason for that, too.
I know.
The reason is because we decided to reimagine the James Taylor songbook, at least 18 of our favorite tunes that were in there. You know, we love James Taylor, and we decided to take some liberties with this group of songs and have fun with them. The band I'm with is just over the top, extraordinary. So, yeah, we've done this. We've been doing the show for about 5 years. We did it at the Colony. It was a sold-out show a couple of years ago, so we're happy to come back. And, yeah, it's sort of bossa, samba, rock. It's just kind of, we let our imaginations run wild to find the right groove.
Sure.
But I think the secret is we keep a lot of the melodies intact. You know, it's fun to stand on stage and watch people reacting to these classic tunes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're crying, they reach across the table and hold hands with each other, they get up and dance, everybody sings along.
They're in our DNA, you know, people of a certain age anyway. Like, and then of course I shouldn't even say that, because his concerts, which, you know, he just did another show at Bethel Woods and at Tanglewood, and his shows, the family comes, they bring the kids, they bring the grandkids. So there's multiple generations, like, you know, three or four generations now that have grown up with his music, you know. And interestingly enough, I saw a photo, I guess it was at Tanglewood, with him and his wife and Alec Baldwin. And then there was one other thing that popped up with James Taylor. And then so last night I literally had a dream where he made a cameo appearance. He was in it. He was in the dream.
Was he doing a Brad Cole cover set?
That's what it was. But I also remember, real brief, that in the mid-80s, he released an album. He had cleaned up, finally, and he released an album called That's Why I'm Here. And on that, there was a bit of a, I won't say quite pure bossa nova stuff, but he was dabbling in those sounds in Brazil.
Yeah.
I mean,
he spent a substantial amount of time in Brazil with some of the... big songwriters down there,
right.
Gilberto Gil, and there's some
version.
He has a song called "Only a Dream in Rio."
Oh yeah, yeah.
It was a great song,
beautiful song.
And there's live versions of that, which are the album version is great, but these live versions of what James Taylor does, like on YouTube, are phenomenal, because his live shows now are really what's carrying him. Our generation listened to him when we were little,
right?
But these live shows that he does are just great.
Because the level of musicianship, for one thing, right?
So for us, it's a bossa, it's a samba, it's a rock, it's Afro pop, and it's just a celebration,
right.
And give it a different twist, because James is doing his thing,
right? And boost the energy to the max.
And give it a vibe,
yeah. And then so that's at the Colony show.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people can expect. Oh. What about over there in South Egremont at the Button Bowl Barn? Are you doing something a little different?
Yes. So the show at the Button Bowl Barn is typically what we do is just, you know, the Brad Cole and Bossa Blue, which is my killer band, I got to tell you.
Right.
And we do this. This is, you know, me as a singer-songwriter, and what we've sort of morphed into over the last 3 or 4 years is really more of a groove-based approach to what we do, because we're finding people just sort of stand up and dance and just kind of groove through it. So we're responding to the crowd. So they're my songs, the songs that we've done. We do some sort of twisted covers that are more bossa afro pop stuff. We just released a version of Jason Isbell's Vampires.
Oh, yeah.
With kind of a afro pop groove behind it. Pretty, a lot of contrast is what I would say. And so we're seeing this audience, you know, respond by just kind of getting up and grooving, and we're going with that. So with that show, which is the show that we typically do, that's kind of what we're doing. So some, and the band is just so good, and it's so much fun. You've been to the Button Bowl.
Oh, many times.
Right? Yeah. So
in its current iteration as well as its last.
So it's so tangible. You know, we can get.
I love the Button Bowl Barn. We did a live broadcast from there not too long ago, and we just love our relationship with both venues. But the Button Bowl Barn, as well as Colony, has exquisite sound, really good sound. People work there, so you're in for a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Is this your first time playing at the Button Bowl?
Well, we played at the old barn like a couple of years ago.
Right, I remember that.
That was great, and you know, the food is
food's
phenomenal.
Fine, it's good.
And it's just a great... Both these venues,
they're fun to play in.
Blessing to have it because they're just
intimate,
tangible,
right?
You know,
yeah, right, yeah. Good summer venues. Mm-hmm. You know, mention your songwriter workshop while we're at it because I've been to that a few times.
Oh yeah, it's a good thing
because there are definitely people out there like me, for instance, who, you know, they're frustrated songwriters, you know, and they need a little bit of inspiration, and some sort of structure to help, you know.
And that's, catalyst.
Right.
To get writing. So, twice a month in Woodstock, where there's a group of us that gets together called Song Circle Hudson Valley. And what we do in this is people bring songs that they're working on, and it's, you know, kind of a... It's a vulnerable thing to present a song as a songwriter.
Especially when it's not done, like when it's so early, because you're thinking, I don't want people to just think this is represents how I write songs.
So we try to make it a safe space, and you know, people show up, and it's really, you know what it is, Adam? It's more of a listening exercise. People present their songs, they're like, hey, this is not finished, and go through it, and then the people who are listening we'll sort of add some constructive criticism or observations about the song.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of us who come back every other week, it's every first and third Tuesday of the month. It's a motivator to move your songs forward. And I've realized teaching songwriting for a long time that one of the biggest things is your motivation and your discipline to write for a reason to get things done. It's not always about, hey, I had a dream last night and I'm going to write this song. It's like, you know, most of us write
scrambled
because
eggs.
We have to write.
Yeah.
So it is the first and third Tuesday of every month,
and our
green
good
room. Friends from the Colony have been letting us use the green room, which they call the tea room, which is right across the alley from the stage door.
Yeah,
7 o'clock. First and third Tuesday of the month.
And no time at all. In a couple of weeks, you'll have another one of these songs. Trust me, I've done it. I was a little surprised and taken aback when I looked up from finishing my song and I just saw you with your thumb down like that, just saying, next. But, you know, I developed a little bit of a tougher skin, that's all.
Yeah, you know, we saved the bazooka for really bad songs.
For troublemakers.
Yeah, and troublemakers.
Tell people how they can check out your music. What's the best ways to find Brad Cole out there?
Yeah, so, well, I mean, the best thing is bradcolemusic.com.
Right.
And
all in one.
Yeah, all in one. And then there's all the Instagram shenanigans, and I'm really making a run at TikTok, and I'm hating every minute of it, but I'm really trying to put some stuff up there. But, yeah, that's where you'll find all the stuff and all the schedule for all the various projects that we're involved with.
Well, one of the reasons why, other than your you know, sweet nature as a human being, is how you've devoted your life to music, but on a kind of like a community and on a personal level that it's a connective thing for people. That's why I appreciate what you're doing, you know.
Well, you're doing the same. KZE connects us.
There's an ecosystem here, right? We're lucky to be part of it, I think, you know. So Brad Cole at Colony Woodstock on July 12th, 7 p.m., and again at Button Bowl Barn in South Egremont, Massachusetts on July 16th at 7:30 p.m. BradColeMusic.com. and absolutely engage him on TikTok because he loves it. Thanks. All right. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, Adam.
98.1 KZE.